For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. 2017 marks the 100th anniversary of American involvement in World War I. A new exhibition at the MSU Museum reveals how the government promoted the war. It's called War and Speech: Propaganda and Patriotism in the Great War. You can see artifacts from the First World War, many of them with Michigan or East Lansing connections, through November 11th of next year. Among those artifacts are numerous examples from the museum's collection of almost 500 posters from the era. I took a tour with history curator Shirley Vida, beginning with the first posters on display at the entry to the exhibit. Along with posters issued by the government, they include works by private citizens.
Patriotism was shown during World War I by a lot of different voluntary activities beyond the government propaganda of the Division for Pictorial Publicity, which was the artist that George Creel recruited to make posters like the Uncle Sam I Want You poster. We also have in this exhibit posters that were made as part of contests for communities by high school students or by different philanthropic organizations. So, for example, we have a poster entitled, What is Your Alibi?, which was done by, so far, an anonymous person. We only have his or her initials, M-A-S, requiring more research. Research never ends. And this was done in Three Oaks, Berrien County, Michigan. It's wonderful to have such an artifact. They're pretty rare.
We have moved into an area of the exhibit that has to do with race and with immigration as it relates to American involvement in the war.
Well, we were fascinated when we looked at all the posters in our collection that rarely were African Americans depicted. In further study, I found that African Americans did appear on one or two government-produced posters, but for the most part, African Americans really appear on commercially produced lithographs promoting the war effort, and more importantly, promoting African Americans' patriotism and civic duty in the war. Many African Americans believed that fighting the war would help decrease discrimination, increase civic engagement, civic duty, and change the racism, change majority culture's racist views of African Americans. What we also have here, though, is the everyday racism that African American men saw when they actually registered for the draft.
Frequent visitors to the museum often come here to see the quilts that the MSU Museum is known for. You have a World War I related quilt on display here.
Yes, indeed. This is a quilt that was created for the Red Cross to raise money for the Red Cross. This wonderful example was made by women in Ionia, Michigan.
We're standing in front of a doughboy helmet that has MAC painted on it. That has to stand for Michigan Agricultural College, right?
What else could it stand for? This helmet, and we don't know when the MAC was put on it, but it belonged to Captain William McDonald, who graduated MAC in 1913, and then later donated many of his World War I militaria to the museum.
There's also a video playing here. Tell me about this video.
This is an amazing video from the National Archives. It is part of a longer video, documentary about the first unknown soldier coming back to the United States in 1921.
This thought-provoking exhibition is called War and Speech: Propaganda and Patriotism in the Great War. You can see it at the MSU Museum through November 11th of 2018. Shirley Vida is curator of history here at the MSU Museum. Thank you.
Thank you. This was fun.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.